going home. No more trials, no more cares, no more grief to bear. All the folks we once knew waiting over.
Singer Morris Robinson's life and career have come full circle in many respects. His Baptist upbringing provided the musical and spiritual foundation that would direct and guide him throughout life and now brought him back to where he started. Although he may be best known for touring the world as an operatic bass, Robinson has a surprise, perhaps, in store for many of his fans.
Going home, going home.
Robinson is now proud to present his debut solo album, which is fittingly titled Going Home, a gospel compilation of spirituals, hymns, yet infused with opera and even jazz. Joining me now from the Washington Monitor Studios is the big man with the booming bass voice, Morris Robinson. Nice to have you on the program again.
Nice to be here. How you doing?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Doing great. Doing great.
What made you want to do this?
I was blessed with talent from God. And so many times when I sing, I'm always singing Puccini and Verdi. And I never really get a chance to sing music like this. So when presented with the first opportunity to record, I wanted to give something back and do something that, sing some music that I grew up with, music that I'm close to, music that I can relate to, music in my language and music that has a relation to my heritage. So I'm really excited about this opportunity and I'm excited about the project.
What does gospel music mean to you and for you?
You know, I listen to gospel music all the time, and it really is a source of inspiration for me, even when I go out on the operatic stage, not just because the contrasting of styles makes me more musically effective when I go out and sing opera, but because it is a source of inspiration. I grew up in the Black Baptist Church. I grew up as a drummer, so I've always been surrounded by gospel music. My dad was a Baptist minister. My grandfather was a Baptist minister, and my mom was in the church. That's the root of my musical experience. My first conductor basically was my choir director when I was playing the drums. So my musical roots are there, and that's the reason the CD is entitled Going Home, because I'm going back home to my musical roots.
So tell me more about the CD and why these songs in particular.
I wanted to have more of a traditional approach. I think that, you know, I love contemporary music and I listen to that kind of stuff all the time. But going back to the roots and going back to the roots of my musical heritage, I wanted to do music that isn't done a lot. There's a whole wealth of music out there that is not regularly performed. And I took a challenge upon myself that if I'm not going to sing it, I don't know who is. Because in this day, a lot of the old greats, a lot of the old hymns that got us to this point aren't done anymore. So this is, you know, it's kind of a personal quest that I have to make sure that this music gets its play and gets its representation. And when presented with the opportunity to do so, I want to tailor it towards that type of music. So I'm really excited about it. I'm happy for the opportunity.
Gospel music is such a personal type of music. The CD is obviously very personal. Talk to me specifically about your rendition, because I feel you coming through it, in one of my favorite songs, His Eyes on the Sparrow.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man. It's one of those songs. I mean, you know, I've been blessed with some pretty unique vocal gifts, and I always wanted to go back and give that gift into gospel music. And one of the songs that really touches me the most, that allows me to do that, sing that way, but also express myself spiritually, is His Eyes on the Sparrow. My mom, who passed away a couple years ago, that was her favorite song. She always had a song in her heart. She always sang. She called me the day before she died and sang on my voicemail. I mean, my mom always sang a song. And that song expresses, you know, why she sang so much. She sang because she was happy. She sang because she's free. And that, in turn, is why I do what I do. You know, I'm singing now because I'm happy. I'm singing because I'm free. I'm singing because God has given me the talent to do so. And I wanted to give it back to Him. It, you know, this is the song I actually sang at her funeral. And I tried to replicate it as best as possible on the album that way. It's quite touching. It was very, very hard experience to get through while singing it at her funeral, but I knew that she wanted that song sung that day, and it was my job as her oldest son to do it. So it's deep inside me. It has a lot of meaning, and it touches me every time I even hear it, and it's still very difficult for me to sing it at this point. But, you know, God blessed me that day to get through it at her funeral, and I wanted to give that to her on this album too.
I don't know how you got through it at your mama's funeral.
I swear to God, it's just one of those situations where I put my head down, I said a prayer, and it was my job to do it. You know, I had to get it done. And I told her, she always used to joke with me, "You're going to sing at my funeral." I said, "No, Mama, I ain't going to be able to do it." And that day, I was like, you know what? this is the last gift I can give to her.
I sing because I'm free.
That song means a great deal to your mother. Is there another song on this CD that means something to you, obviously for different reasons?
Well, the first song on the album kind of sets the tone. It has a little jazzy flavor to it. But the words specifically say, "Walk with me, Lord."
In my trials, walk with me. In my trials, walk with me. When the shades of life are falling, I want Jesus to walk with me.
That one means a lot to me, especially in the world in which I travel now. I'm an opera singer. I'm a black opera singer. I'm a black male opera singer. I'm a 6'3", 300-pound black male opera singer. And I need guidance and strength and help along the way through this tedious journey, if you will. So that song, although setting the tone of the album, also says a lot about my personal life because it's very difficult. It's not very common that you see people like ourselves, you and I, in this business. So, of course, I'm going to need some guidance and some strength and a hand to hold. And that's what that song means to me, because it's really asking God to walk with me.
When you were last on this program, we acknowledged the obvious comparisons between you and one Paul Robeson. You were an All-American in football. We just talked about your size a moment ago. Your degree is in English. You played the drums. You one of the most sought-after voices in opera. And now you have made a gospel CD, hymns and spirituals. You know you're just inviting one more comparison here.
The one comparison that always eludes me and probably forever will elude me is that he was a Rhodes Scholar. I think he graduated summa or magna cum laude, and as I graduated, thank you, laude.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Those are the only similarities. But when you draw comparisons like that, it is indeed flattering, because he is one of the great pioneers of our heritage and our culture in this music. And although he didn't get a chance to at a single in operatic stages because opera was not ready to embrace him at that point in time, still a great voice, a pioneer, a Renaissance man, and a revolutionist in his own right. So I'm very, very proud to have any comparison with someone that great.
When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go. Oppressed so hard they could not stand, let my people go.
Talk to me about what it means for you to have the opportunity, say nothing of the gift and talent, to be a Renaissance artist. I mean, you do so many things. I mentioned a moment ago you've done so many things well, accomplished in so many different arenas. There are a lot of folk who are struggling just trying to get one thing going. You have to be a Renaissance man, as I mentioned a moment ago. What does that mean for you, and was that part of the original plan?
It was part of God's plan. It wasn't part of my plan. I think that you play the hand you're dealt, and I've been fortunate and blessed enough to have the opportunity to do this. Now, I knew that inside me, there was something different. I couldn't sing R&B. I couldn't sing, you know, hip-hop. I couldn't do those things. But, you know, I knew what I had inside me, and it was just an opportunity where those two worlds, you know, what I had in me and what was out there for the offering, to combine together. And I'm very glad that I was led in this direction. And even going into the classical music now, it's taken off in other spins. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy to be expressing myself musically. It really is a blessing and a gift from God, but also an opportunity to do something different and set an example for those coming after me who may not think that they have an opportunity to express themselves musically. There are options. You know, I'd like for our young kids, the kids in our community, young adults, to know that, you know, you don't have to stay within this box to express yourself musically. There are other opportunities to pursue, and hopefully I can be an example of how they can pursue other opportunities musically.
Moses, Moses, don't you let King Pharaoh overtake you. Moses, Moses, don't you let King Pharaoh overtake you. Moses, Moses, don't you let King Pharaoh overtake you. In some lonesome
His talent is immense, and you can be sure that whatever he does, it will be to the liking of your ears. Morris Robinson's debut CD is titled Going Home. Be it gospel or opera, he is changing the face and the sound of music today. Morris, as always, nice to talk to you, and all the best to you.
Thank you very much, sir.
In the world.